Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 93. It is finished. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished," and he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. John 19:30. One word, in the Greek, just one, tetelestai, and in the first century world, that word had a very specific use. When a merchant received the final payment on a debt, he would take the account and stamp it, tetelestai, paid in full, closed. No one can come after you for this again. And that word, that marketplace word, that receipt word, is the word Jesus chose for his last conscious declaration on the cross. Stay with that for a moment. He did not whisper a surrender. He did not exhale a defeat. He announced the completed work. With the voice of someone who finished exactly what he came to do. And then, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. No one took it from him. He gave it. There is an enormous difference there, and I need you to feel it. What was finished? Your salvation. All of it. Not in installments. Not 90% now and the rest dependent on your performance. 100%. The price was paid without reduction, without negotiation, without a single thing left pending. There is no open balance on your account before God waiting for you to make it up with your effort. And this is where the word presses in hard, because so many of us live as though the cross did almost everything, and the rest depends on enough discipline, enough consistency, enough striving, until God finally finds us worthy. But finished does not mean nearly done. It means complete, done, perfect. Your effort does not complete the cross. It responds to it, and that difference changes everything. You do not work to be accepted. You work because you already are. You do not obey to earn God's love. You obey because God's love has already won you. Working from grace is an entirely different thing than working to achieve it. One is rest with movement. The other is exhaustion with no end. And God knows how tired you are. There is an area in your life, and you know exactly what it is, where you are still trying to earn what Jesus already bought. Maybe it is the guilt you carry after a failure. Maybe it is the quiet feeling that you need to get yourself together before you come to God. Maybe it is the low-grade spiritual anxiety of never quite knowing whether you are enough. Tetelestai says that account is settled. So today, before breakfast, do this one thing. Take a piece of paper, name that area, write it down in your own handwriting, and beside it, write the words, "It is finished," not as an exercise, as an act of faith, and then thank him. Don't ask, thank him, because this is not something you are waiting for. It is something that has already been done. The cross is not waiting for your cooperation to be effective. It already is. What it asks of you now is not your striving. It asks your trust. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.